Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
Okay, so I had lunch with a friend last week. She runs an SE team at a mid-market company, about 20 people. I asked her what her one-on-ones look like. She said, I open the pipeline, go deal by deal, and we talk through what's happening. That was it. That was the whole meeting.
I mean, that's most SE leaders I know, including, if I'm honest, how I used to run them back when I still managed a team directly. Pipeline first, pipeline last, pipeline only.
And that's exactly the problem I want to talk about today. Because I think there's a way to structure these meetings that actually makes people better at their job, not just informed about deal status.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. Every episode, one idea, 5 minutes. Today, a structure that turns your one-on-ones from status meetings into the most valuable 30 minutes on your calendar.
All right, I'm intrigued. Because I've been pushing my managers to protect their one-on-one time. But I'll admit, I've never given them a clear framework for what those 30 minutes should actually contain. What did you build?
So when I was hiring my first SEs and setting up the team from zero, I had to figure this out fast. I tried a bunch of approaches, and what stuck was splitting every session into three fixed sections. Same structure every time. 5 minutes personal check-in, 10 minutes skill development, 15 minutes deal deep dive.
Fixed sections. That sounds rigid, Ava. What happens when there's a deal on fire that genuinely needs the full 30 minutes?
Then you handle the fire in a separate meeting. The one-on-one is sacred. It's not your emergency room. It's your coaching gym. The second you let fires take over, your team learns that this meeting isn't really for them. It's for you.
That's actually a distinction I haven't thought about that clearly before. Okay, walk me through it. Section 1. 5 minutes on what exactly?
The human, not the pipeline. You start with, what's giving you energy this week? Or what's been draining you? Something specific enough that they can't just say, I'm fine, and move on.
You know what my first manager would have said about spending 5 minutes on feelings? He would have...
Let me guess. We're not therapists, right?
Almost word for word.
And how was retention on his team?
Point taken. Okay, section 2?
Skill development. 10 minutes. You pick one skill per quarter for each SE. Discovery depth, demo storytelling, executive presence, whatever they actually need, and you check in on progress every session. Not five things at once, one thing deep.
One per quarter. That feels slow when I think about some of the SEs my managers describe who need help with, well, everything.
Focus beats volume every time. If you pick three skills, they make marginal progress on all three and master none. 3 months later, you're having the same conversation. When you pick one, they go deep enough that it sticks.
And the third section, 15 minutes on deals, but not all of them, I assume.
One deal, the riskiest or most strategic. Go deep, not eight deals at surface level. You can get that from the CRM. You pick one and really pull it apart. Why is this customer going to spend money with us? If they can't answer clearly, you've found the gap.
That's something I actually tell my managers. The surface-level pipeline tour is a waste of everyone's time, but I never connected it to this kind of structured framework. This makes it concrete. Who drives the agenda, though? The leader or the SE?
The SE. Give them a shared doc. They add topics before the meeting. If the leader picks every topic, you're managing, not coaching. But it goes both ways. You can add items, too. You just let them go first.
What about when the leader sees a problem the SE doesn't see yet?
9 times out of 10, if you give them the space, they bring it up themselves. And the 10th time, you raise it. But by then, you've built enough trust that it lands as coaching, not as criticism.
And what about cancellations? Because at enterprise scale, calendars are an absolute war zone.
Hard rule. If you cancel, you reschedule within 48 hours. No drift. And 30 minutes is non-negotiable. Not 20, not let's do a quick 15. The moment you start cutting it short, you're telling your SE this isn't a priority.
One of my managers was doing 15-minute check-ins and couldn't figure out why her team never opened up. I wonder if this is why. All right, what's the move?
If you manage SEs directly, set up a shared doc with one of them this week. Three headers: check-in, skill development, deal deep dive. Tell them they own the agenda. If you lead leaders, have your managers do the same. 5, 10, 15. Try it once. See what changes.
And if it doesn't work?
Then come back next episode and tell me I'm wrong. I can take it.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.